This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Rupa Shenoy. As Russia's war against Ukraine rages on, local Ukrainians and their supporters in Boston are mobilizing to help. That includes everything from gathering medical supplies to raising as much cash as possible. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
At Sunday Mass at the Ukrainian Catholic Church in Jamaica Plain, the Reverend Yaroslav Nalisnik has a prayer for his country.
Today we call out in prayer to the Almighty God to protect and save courageous people of Ukraine.
Among the parishioners at the church is Myron Kravchuk. He heads to the rectory after the Mass to organize donations. Kravchuk has become a local leader, helping to coordinate medical supplies to send to folks in Ukraine.
It's for everyone. It's for civilians and for battlefield as well, because the most of death is from blood not stopped at the right moment, at the right time.
Kravchuk says he developed contacts with NGOs in Ukraine during the 2013 Maidan uprising that led to the ouster of a Russian-backed president. Now his employer is giving him the support he needs to organize help for Ukraine today.
All the attention which Ukraine deserves right now and all the support which Ukraine deserves and Ukrainian people, it's horrible what's going on.
Kravchuk's group is called Ukraine Forward. They formed 2 weeks ago to send what they say are the most urgently needed non-lethal items on the battlefield. They've already raised nearly $100,000 in donations, most of it through an Amazon wish list. It includes tourniquets and bandages, but also walkie-talkies and drones, all items Kravchuk says are being requested right now by people on the ground.
We're not collecting clothes, please. Please, no clothes, no diapers, no water. You see, we ask only things which we have on the list.
There are roughly 10,000 Ukrainians in Massachusetts, and many more of Ukrainian descent, and a lot of them want to help. Noah Gottschalk, global policy lead at Oxfam America, says the best way to do that is to give cash.
In addition to avoiding the cost and delays and the climate impacts of sending things halfway around the world, sending cash directly to organizations which know how to program with it, who are experienced on the ground, gives them the ability to purchase what they need in that specific moment.
And that's what many local Ukrainians are doing. One couple in Stoughton are donating their wedding cash to the Red Cross in Ukraine. But some still want to send supplies that are hard to come by there. Irina Sachs of Framingham volunteers with the local nonprofit Sunflower of Peace. They're putting together medical backpacks to send to the conflict zone.
Right now, we're looking for items that don't take a lot of space and not take the very, very precious space on the plane.
Those supplies being collected in the Boston area, they're being dropped off at a shipping center in Stoughton. From there, they're trucked to a warehouse in New Jersey, then flown to Poland and trucked into Ukraine.
Can I just put medical supplies, or do you want me to put, because they copy the list that's right on your website. Do you want me to list all that stuff? Or just medical?
Medical supplies, fine.
Roman Malko speaks with a local teacher whose students are sending items to Ukraine. Malko owns the Stoughton Shipping Center, and he says every package has a tracking number that senders can use to confirm arrival. He says it fills him with pride to be helping his country, taking calls sometimes 24 hours a day.
I'm in the war with Russia right now, doing my job. So that's all I can do. I'm too old to go to Ukraine, but I can do a lot from here, helping Ukraine to win this war.
Malko says dozens of people are volunteering at his business to help get the donations to Ukraine. And he needs the extra hands. He's shipping up to 10 times the volume he was doing before the war. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.